Welcome to the free podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our passion is people, and the next 30 minutes is going to change the next 30 years of your life.
She likes to keep the party going. These rumors got me feeling lonely. I want that body, baby, show me. She's got a body like a coffin. She likes to keep the party going. Baby, show me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the free podcast. I'm your host, Todd.
I'm your host, JJ Rod.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. You are a 2x4.
You are high.
I am.
Were you smoking the peyote?
Yeah.
Not the peyote.
It costs a dollar to have fire in your pocket. Nothing to get high on peyote. That sounds like Joe Rogan content. Oh, Lord. Yes, we know who you are. Do you know who you are?
Yeah, because I'm so hot, bro. You know? You can't stop me.
I know something that can.
What?
Peyote.
A skateboard.
Skateboard took Wreck-It Ralph out, cuz.
Yeah.
All the way out. So last time we talked about why people aren't getting married, why they feel like they're losing a little bit. This episode, we're going to talk about what makes you married.
Yes.
That will lead into what women really want out of a commitment, out of marriage. We'll get into that. That's pretty important. What makes you married?
Connection, bro. Genuine connection. Not one that's off in your head that you think you got a connection.
Oh.
You got to need foundations, man.
The foundations.
You ain't going to build a house in the air.
If it's a Lego house.
No, you can't.
I could do it.
God, you didn't just build it in the air. But you hung it.
J-Rod will cover for me.
I don't think so.
Was it touching the chair?
I never saw anything. I'm not a witness to anything.
Well, you know what? You better be glad I wasn't there, because I'd have kicked it over like Godzilla and Tokyo.
Wow. Way to be a jerk.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, at his finest.
Yeah, my Todd.
So Oni says a genuine connection makes you married. What do you say makes you married, Todd?
No, and foundation.
Genuine connection, and your relationship is built on the foundation.
To me, marriage as is signing off on that marriage license. Fair. It's a piece of paper.
Like, if we're not going to call it marriage, what makes people husband and wife?
You may kiss the bride.
What if I kiss her too, though? Does that make her my wife? No, it's not old dude's wife. Because I'll grab her up. I'll kiss her. I'll do it. I'm not scared. Yeah. Todd's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I was almost going to call you crazy.
I am not a serial killer.
I don't know.
I do like cereal. What does the world tell you?
I'm not listening to the world.
I know, but your generation is, though.
That sounded like a shot below the belt.
That was. Sorry, Todd. I love you, Todd.
I love you too,
Oni. Well, I got a question. Maybe you believe in creation. Maybe you don't. Religious or not, who married Adam and Eve?
No one.
I wish I had a tail.
They never got married.
What about all the people that came after Adam and Eve? If marriage licenses didn't come until 4000 BC, who married all the people before? Because the whole reason a marriage certificate, license, title of ownership thing was made was because men were getting their wives taken. Well, how were they wives if they didn't sign a marriage license for the first however many thousands of years?
Right.
What made them a wife?
Got it.
There will be no conspiracy theory. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is valid, okay?
This is true. Yeah.
So follow me here for a sec. What if all of creation was designed in such a way that when you follow the natural design of things, it happens on its own?
And it flows so much easier.
And it's like it was built that way. Like, we're built a certain way, and if we follow the way we're built, it's almost like it happens on its own. Just
You're
a thought.
Telling me we're built a certain way?
And you were built with Up syndrome, Oni.
Have you seen my underwear?
They're on your head!
Exactly. So who married all the people before there was a such thing as a marriage license? What made them marry?
A commitment to each other.
But I would argue a commitment is easily broken. It's like a contract. That's what a marriage license is now. I made a commitment to pay my car insurance and it is not paid.
No.
Hey, whoa, I got to go. Everybody make commitments come the first of the year, but then nobody followed through with them.
Oh, yeah. New Year's resolution. Accountability.
I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a word we need to talk about.
Accountability. Between two people.
Yeah.
And being accountable accountable to one another because you want to be there. You want to stay within that relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what creates that accountability. So it's choice.
What would make somebody choose a relationship? Why would they want to be in a relationship?
To be fulfilled.
If you want fulfillment out of a relationship, what is fulfillment? Now we're starting to get down to the nitty gritty here.
This is where the rubber hits the pavement.
It's where the rubber hits the pavement.
Anywhere you dig the foxhole.
Anywhere you dig the foxhole? No, it don't work like that. You can dig a foxhole in the yard. That's not where you find fulfillment. Nobody hit it there.
No, I'm talking about digging a foxhole. We're getting down with it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So many crazy sayings.
I got so many sayings. Yeah, man.
What really is fulfillment? Let's talk about that for a second. So when you understand who you are, when you understand your real identity, and you find value in how you share that with people, that is fulfillment. That's pretty heavy.
Those are heavy words, J-Man.
That was from right now.
That was off the top of your head?
When we get into that, yes, off the top of my head, the top crown chakra, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I said chakra, okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm plugged, into, I'm plugged into the unified field. Yes.
He said
we'll
it,
get
folks.
Into that. There will be no conspiracy.
We
this is not
no
conspiracy theory.
Today.
Nobody's in the jellyfish fields. If we're talking about getting fulfillment out of a relationship, then your ability to express your identity and share it with another person is where you find that fulfillment.
I think that tracks.
Does that track? Why would somebody want to share who you are? Why would they want to have you express that to them? Why would Jane off the street want to get with me, Joe Blow, and have me share who I am with her? Why would she get fulfillment out of a relationship with me or vice versa? Why would I care who Jane is?
Togetherness, man.
Okay, Bob Marley. One love.
Mm. One heart. Let's get together.
Would it have something to do with purpose?
Ah, now we're getting to something. Purpose.
Ding, ding, ding.
If I have a purpose and Jane has a purpose, and those purposes are what we are passionate about in our lives, as we find that they align through the expression and sharing of ourselves and our identity with each other, now we're getting fulfillment because now we're sharing in that purpose.
I think we just made a breakthrough.
Are we on to something? If you got somebody that wants to be the vice president of a bank and somebody that wants to be a garbage man, they're from different walks of life. They could probably get along, but chances are they're probably not going to find fulfillment in a relationship with each other because they've got different things they're passionate about. Banker person
different
is
views.
Yeah, their banker person's passionate about crunching numbers, doing big business, and garbage man's like, I just want wind in my hair all day, bro. That's all I want. I just want to feel the breeze. You know what I mean? That's two totally
garbage
different
man
things.
Sounds like he has some luscious locks.
Garbage man definitely has luscious locks. We might do that for what's hot or what's not today. We might talk about haircuts.
Oh,
I think
no.
We should talk about haircuts. Yeah,
I think so too.
That's what's hot or what's not today. So what would really make you married then is an alignment of purpose. If your purposes align and you're able to express that to each other and share in that purpose, now you're getting fulfillment out of that relationship. That's kind of the end result where you get fulfillment. It takes a lot to get there. You're not just going to show up and be like, hey, I want to take over the world. And she's like, hey, I want to take over the world too. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, what are y'all, Pinky and the Brain?
It doesn't work like that. No, they're like, yay, let's take over the world today. Yeah, like Pinky and the Brain, like real talk.
I mean, that's kind of, I can see that working. If you're taking over the world.
But who really wants to date Pinky? Saying. And Brain's ugly. Brain is ugly. Pinky's
Brain
an attractive mouse.
Abnormally large head.
His head is huge, bro.
I personally know someone that looks like Pinky.
You know somebody that looks like Pinky?
Ew.
I call him Pinky.
No, does he call you Brain because your head's big?
Only got a big head.
He does not call me Brain. I do got a big head.
He doesn't call you Brain because you're not a thinker.
That's only because I got 2 points away from being in the super smart class at school. That's why I got a big head.
The super smart class.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Been taking over the world.
I don't know if that's a thing. It could be a thing.
At my high school, they call that special education.
Oh.
That's for Up syndrome.
You definitely got Up syndrome, Oni.
Is that why everybody has their septum pierced?
Oh, my bad.
Is that what that is?
I have it wrong.
Every time it's called they do gifted. That, it hits a nerve. You know what I mean? It hits a nerve and it just goes.
Ew. Because the septum piercing is attached to that nerve.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The Up syndrome nerve.
The Up syndrome
nerve. Wait till
nerve.
It catches on a shirt. They get a little jerky every now and then.
Oh, no. That would hurt so bad. Oh, that would hurt so bad. When I see it, I just want to pull it. It's just like, I just want to grab it and snatch on it.
You better be careful. terrible with that. Some chicks might be into that.
When I hang a lot, when I see it though, I look for the cross eyes too. It's like a screen face.
Screen face and septum piercing. Full up syndrome.
I don't know how they don't just stare at it and get like, doy.
That is how you identify somebody in the jellyfish field.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are definitely hunting jellyfish in the jellyfish field.
Oh, yes. Definitely. They are in the jellyfish field all day long, bro. Just so you guys are aware, the jellyfish field is where you see the harvester machines in the Matrix picking all the energy pods. Those are the jellyfish fields. So if you're plugged in,
can I just say you're just another pod, I'm just going to say it just for the, you know, the jellyfish people. Bro, that's the simp fields. Nobody wants that, bro.
Yeah, the fields of simps.
That'll be like a whole nother episode.
Simps have up syndrome.
Simps definitely have up syndrome, and they are attracted to chicks with up syndrome. And when they kiss, their septum piercings touch.
It is like attracts like, because opposites
sometimes
do
they
not attract.
Together, you know what I mean? Man. I can remember when I was young and having to get the water hose after the dogs after they done something they wasn't supposed to do, you know, and they got hooked together.
You spray them, try to get them apart.
Like. Yeah, that's about what it looked like. Just two ugly faces joined together.
Yeah, it's like pulling and it's still connected.
Yeah,
that's so horrible.
I hate to tell you, girl, but whoever told you that lied to you.
That is not attractive. We're not even doing what's hot and what's not around it. This is gross. We'll do hair today because hair is funny. A lot of people got a lot of funny hair.
I've had some drastic changes in hairstyles over the years.
Todd has had a lot of different hairstyles in the last year. Dramatically different.
I would say five because there was also a hairstyle I had right before I moved here.
But if you show up with a septum piercing, Oni and I are going to pull it out. Just so you know.
Yeah, I want to see it like do like a little revolving door thing. You know what I mean?
No, like I have it spin in my nose.
Oh, like a spinner. Like it's a fidget spinner for people's face because they're face fidgets. That's what it is.
I hope it all makes sense. I hope they don't have animals.
I don't know. I got lost. We got off on up syndrome and septum piercing. The jellyfish fields.
Spend my days in the jellyfish fields trying to pull simps out the way.
Let's take a quick break. Get rid of the brain melt. We've had some good stuff out there. We're having a good time. Let's play some music. Let the brain reset. And we'll get a little further into this whole relationship thing and what really makes you married. Welcome back, everybody. I hope your brain got a good little rest in. We hope you're doing something healthy, taking a walk, holding hands with your amazing partner.
Jumping jellyfishes.
No, don't jump jellyfishes. That
jellyfish hurts you.
They'll sting you.
Tell you what, it'll sting you. Marriage, man. Marriage will sting you.
If marriage is a jellyfish, it'll sting you. Does that mean being married is in the jellyfish fields?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think marriage is two-sided, like a jellyfish.
Okay, let's hear it, Todd.
Contractual marriage, where you have to sign off on the marriage license. That is the bottom tendrils of the jellyfish.
Ooh, that's the stinging.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
If you've ever seen Finding Nemo, Just Keep Swimming, you are bouncing on the tops of the jellyfish, living and loving life to its fullest.
Chestnut. Yeah, I like it. So if you don't sign a contract, if...
I said it.
What'd you say? You sounded
Nobody
so sad.
Nobody wants that, bro. I say it once, I say it again. What don't make you married is a certificate.
If you are both passionate in your purpose and you share in that purpose and you're able to share that identity with each other
and get that fulfillment,
pursuing those purposes together, that's where you're going to find a real union between two people in that place. That's covenant. Now, when we get into the secret recipe of the universe, we're going to get a lot deeper into that in context of everything. We call that covenant.
Pushing for a purpose. That is it, bro.
Todd, why are you laughing? That was not sexual. That was not sexual at all.
No, it's not. I'm just brain rotted because of my peers. This song dropped called Pushing P. P could literally be anything. And you said pushing purpose, pushing P.
Yeah.
The letter P.
Like Big Bird. Today's letter is P.
Big Bird
pushing
would be...
Pushing P, everyone.
It's an expression. You gotta understand.
He would be Elmo too, wouldn't he? Like, Oni is Elmo all day long. I picture him more like Super Gonzo.
Super Gonzo.
Oh, not Super Gonzo.
That's what I see when I see
you're
Oni.
You're Cookie Monster.
I'm definitely Cookie Monster.
I think
Monster.
I would make a better Elmo than Oni. I'm far more.
Although I see
than
you
Oni.
More like Grover the Grouch.
I am not the Grouch.
He is Grover the Grouch. He pops his head out of the garbage can and he's like, "What do you want?"
Sometimes when you come from Canada, you are grouchy.
If you had to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel every time you wanted to see your dad, you'd be pretty upset too. It's enough out of you, Oni.
One important question. Did you find milk when you found your dad? Todd's just shaking his head, ladies and gentlemen. He's just shaking his head. There are no words.
And there is no milk either.
And there's no milk either. Well, that's kind of like what Covenant is. It's like getting in the barrel together and you don't necessarily know where you're going. Maybe you're going over Niagara Falls to your future, to your purpose. Maybe you're going downriver and it's a pleasant journey. You don't know. But when you make a covenant with somebody, you get in that barrel and you close the lid and you're never coming out again.
Live or die by the barrel.
You better live or die by the barrel. You better take snacks and you better push the pee before you get in the barrel.
No,
you don't gotta pee when you're in the barrel. Is that how that works?
No,
that's how that works.
No.
Pee before the barrel.
You brought this up, Todd. This is all on you.
Yeah.
You
could have
left
I
this
regret
out.
This.
It's a letter, bro.
I'm lost. Brain rot. I feel like I got screen face. My face hurts.
Let's dial back in for a minute. I want everybody to think about something. We kind of describe Covenant as getting in the barrel, no matter what your destination, whether you go over the waterfall or you're going to be in the smooth stream. That's kind of what Covenant is. But I want you to think a little bit deeper. You can make a commitment that could be broken. Covenant is an obligation to yourself determining who you want to be the rest of your life. Because a covenant is for life. When you make a covenant with somebody to get in that barrel, you determine to be a barrel rider with that person for the rest of your life. That's who you're determining to be.
That's why it's very important to pick who your partner in the barrel is.
Yes, like Oni said, that requires all the foundations. You don't want to get in the barrel if the foundations ain't there. Trust me, folks.
Made barrels, they will shatter
I'm
at the bottom of that waterfall.
I'm not in Bod's Lego house, bro.
No, it don't got a foundation. It'll crumple. And there are no amount of fruit snacks that are getting me in a barrel with no foundations. I'm just telling you.
I do like gummy worms.
Later, right. Cinderella.
I'll see you later, boo.
Bye.
She's turning back into a pumpkin. Or was the carriage the pumpkin?
It was the carriage. Oh, well, she's turning back into a pumpkin.
But aren't chicks really just a carriage for babies?
Do I need to go?
Not you.
I tell you where I'm not going.
Cinderella's gotta
I'm
go.
Not going. I'm not going to that barrel with anybody with a septum piercing.
Absolutely not.
You won't find anyone willing to get in the barrel with a septum piercing because they're too busy hanging out in jellyfish fields. You ever been
I know
there?
I'm dodging them jellyfish fields.
You ever been there?
Everybody's married. Been in the jellyfish field, man.
And we've been talking about what makes you married. It's pretty clear that the difference between modern day marriage, signing some random piece of paper, which is like $25 to give half your life away, is only pointed out before, and like a real covenant,
but the insurance.
Bad talk. A real covenant is a determination of who you want to be the rest of your life. The identity that you share with somebody and your purpose, getting fulfillment out of that relationship, it becomes part of who you are to be in that relationship. That is covenant. That's the goal.
Did we just make a breakthrough?
Ooh,
we need a button for breakthrough.
I know. And I need to be my
voice.
That's
as good as I got. You, all your buttons are full. Me and Oni need more buttons. Todd's got all the buttons,
yeah,
Oni.
He does, Oni.
He
I'm
does.
Just cool.
He
like
does.
That.
Doubt it.
Todd, you're being a button hog.
He is
I'm
a button hog. He's a button hog. Oh, Lord. Nobody likes a button hog.
Now that we've explained what a covenant is, you can, by definition, say what a woman wants out of a relationship. She wants the trust and fulfillment of being in the barrel with someone.
She wants to be in the barrel with somebody, which is what?
Dun, dun, dun.
Being in the barrel means sharing your identity and purpose. This is the unification. This is the union that we speak of. This is the goal.
What is love?
But
baby, don't hurt me.
Ew. No, Richard H. But what we see everybody on these days, they're out for the physical, the carnal. They're out for the right now. That's why hookup culture's got so popular. Like, everything's instant gratification.
Bro, they're out for the attention. That's what they're out for.
Well, maybe the chicks are, and we'll get into why that is.
Oh, no. You know little Johnny over there that bagging groceries like, man, I wish that girl would notice me. Well, little Johnny, if you quit buying flowers every 5 minutes and handing different chick, maybe she would notice you, bro.
I guess, but I just feel like nobody wants to put the work in anymore. And I think the reason why is because they don't believe there's something worth working towards anymore.
People won't.
Well, why would change, you, bro? Have you seen what they're putting out nowadays?
I mean, I agree. I was talking to this chick, this really amazing chick that I'm really into, and she was saying her parents have been married for like 40 years, and you could tell that's what she wants. She doesn't want to get it wrong. She doesn't care about being married versus being divorced, all that. She wants somebody to climb in the barrel with.
Who wants to get it right the first time?
Does that mean it's on like Donkey Kong if we're climbing in a barrel?
Only if you let a monkey throw you.
Oh, yeah. We got Oni. That counts, right? He's Wreck-It Ralph. That's close enough.
Yeah. I'll chunk the barrel for you, bro.
You'll chunk the barrel. No. That's how we're going to tell each other from now on when we're serious about a girl. We're like, bro, I need you to chunk the barrel for me. Oh. You got to chunk the barrel for me.
I'll throw that barrel, bro.
That's me letting you know I'm getting in the barrel with a chick.
Hey, man, I'm watching Tarzan right now.
Why are you watching Tarzan?
What?
You really are going to throw that barrel, huh?
So, chick, your parents were married for 40 years. Let's get in the barrel. Let's do it. Granny likey the barrel.
It better be a quality barrel.
Yeah, I got the best barrel. It's a good barrel. I mean, it might not be the only barrel, but it's a great barrel. It's my barrel.
Is it reinforced with iron?
It's so good. It's so huge. It's the hugest barrel.
Why you got such a big barrel?
I'd rather be in a coffin, you know, because it's longer.
Why would you want to be in a coffin?
Coffins don't float. They sink. Barrels float. Everybody knows that. It says like the 20s. It was a thing. We're going to ride a barrel over Niagara Falls.
I did it. I was there.
Todd did it. All the way from Canada.
I do it all the time.
Canada.
Yeah, I don't want to ride a coffin, bro. It's I might Canada-dia. Be fighting vampires or something. You know what I mean?
And that means you're like sucking the life out of somebody. And that's like the opposite of what we're talking about. Getting fulfillment out of a relationship.
You know what I mean? It's like, I want fulfillment. I'm just a bloodsucker. I'm here to drain you down.
I'm going
to
climb into the coffin with the vampire.
Get in the coffin, baby. I'm going to take you for everything you got.
And there's a lot of that out there. Actually, yeah. There's gold diggers out there. That's a thing.
But there's also women seeking that fulfillment who end up climbing into that coffin with a vampire.
A lot of dudes take everything they can from a woman. Then they blame the woman for being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when they're the one that made her that way.
You are not wrong.
Tons
what
of women
we're
who
saying is, guys, get it together.
Guys, you got to shape up. And that goes back to being established we were talking about. If you're not established, you're going to be out there taking from whoever you can because you don't know how to do it yourself.
And if you're not established, you're going to end up building a coffin, not a barrel.
You know, we're giving you the marquee light to come out of the jellyfish field. Run.
Run?
Run out of the jellyfish field.
Run. The men are like, yes, I'm running.
I'm running.
Marriage so bad.
Don't forget to grab the barrel.
Oni, I fear you frighten our male audience.
I know. They don't know what to think at this point. They're like, oh my God, are we good? Are we bad? We don't know.
What have we done?
We don't know. What have we done? Women are just still on the vampire in the coffin.
They're just laughing.
Yes, girl, the men, they be taking everything. Behave yourself.
Get out your mommy issues, bro. Ain't nobody want to be your mama.
Oh, Lord. That's what I think we've seen from a lot of people. They're after this same age dynamic instead of a mature chick. And mature don't mean she's grown or she's independent boss babe. That's not what that means. We'll get into that later. A mature chick looking for an established man, which is typically going to be older, that's been through life. He's got all his junk sorted out. He's got it together. That's winning. But instead, we see all these chicks getting with boys who have mommy issues. And now the girls are raising all the babies, including him. And they're unhappy. That's why over 80% of divorces are initiated by women. But now that men realize they're losing, they're not getting married anymore.
Yes.
Technically, the divorce rate has declined since the 60s. It's on a steady decline, but I would argue it's because nobody's getting married anymore.
It's because nobody's getting married.
Everybody's in a situationship. Everybody is
like, it's just another talking stage.
We're just going to live together. The girl I was talking about earlier who said her parents have been married for 40 years.
But I'm not married.
She's not married. She's been with her high school sweetheart for like 8 years. And it breaks my heart. Yeah. She's an incredible chick.
But I'm not married.
She jumped in this situation hoping he would grow up and do what he needs to do. And it's like, he don't work like that. What do they call it? Buying the milk without the cow or something? How does that saying go?
It's like putting the horse in front of whatever. I don't know.
What? No, you're getting milk without buying the cow, bro.
Oh, because women are cows. I understand.
Wow.
Okay, I'm playing. Women are not cows. We got to get into what's hotter, what's notter. Guys, you're going to love it today. We're going to talk about hair.
Oh, God.
We've discussed what makes you married and what that really looks like, what a covenant really looks like. And that's what women are really after. That's what our next episode is going to be about. So tune in. It's going to be good. We're going to get in the nitty gritty with the ladies. They're going to love it. It's going to be a good episode. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
So now, let's take a moment, take a quick music break, rest our minds before what's hotter, what's notter. Ding, 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 ding.
Welcome to another segment of What's Hotter, What's Notter, folks. You're going to love it today.
Today we're talking about hairstyles.
Let's start with what's hotter. For me, what's hotter is a chick with longer hair, because hair is like a woman's glory. And what we see nowadays
is a lot of really short hair.
We see a lot of women not feeling too glorious because of the way men have been treating them.
I think that's where dyeing hair, cutting hair, drastic changes to hair come from with women and affect a man has put on them.
I think the guys have made them unhappy with who they are and made them feel like something's wrong with who they are. So they want a drastic change so they feel like they look like somebody different. So maybe they can feel like somebody different.
Nobody wants that, bro.
Nobody wants that, bro. Guys, quit being jerks.
I'll tell you, it ain't hot. I don't want to see Willy Wonka's Oompa Loompas running around here with purple hair and blue hair and everything else, man. What in the world are you thinking?
So you're against dyed hair, Oni?
Or are you against Oompa Loompas? I'm confused.
I am also.
I mean, I think it should be natural, but...
Natural hair, you know, color, I mean, is really pretty. And now I've seen some chicks with some colored highlights, and that's kind of cool. That's kind of like decorating what you got.
Why damage your hair, though? That's chemicals going to your brain.
I agree, but... But a little bit of decoration is attractive.
You sound like the Grouch on Christmas. No treat.
I know. What are you stealing Christmas? Where's Cindy Lou Who? Cindy Lou Who?
You need some Christmas spirit
over there? Yeah, you need some Christmas
Cindy
spirit.
Cindy Lou Who's at the house, bro.
We talked about the ladies. Let's talk about guys there. The modern day thing is the mullet.
Bro, nobody wants that, bro.
There's so many things about it, bro.
Like, what are you trying to look like? A 1980s lesbian gym teacher or?
The little mustache, too.
A 1980s,
oh, yeah, the little, like, mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what they look like,
I don't get
bro.
It. I see mullets all around school, and it's terrible.
They look like this old lunch lady that we used to have. She looks like somebody done stole all of her potatoes out of the back. You know what I mean?
She had a mullet?
Yeah.
She did. Yeah. I remember that lady. She was not a good cook. Hear me out. Lunch lady with the mullet equals can't cook. Chicks like dudes that can cook.
Mullets
ladies,
are losing.
Yeah. Mullets are losing. He can't cook.
Nature's telling you mullets are dumb. Because
have you
mullets
seen the fish?
Or dumb fish.
We see them all the time at the park.
It's
literally
hilarious.
Short hair on a chick, crazy colors on a chick. We got the mullet with the crazy mustache on a dude. All right, now what's hotter?
Tell you what's hot to me, my dog.
Let's hear it, Oni.
Curls.
Oh, you like curls?
Curls.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah. But not really like natural. I like when they do like the curls with the big curls on them.
Oh,
bro,
yeah.
Oh, loose curls.
Like half wavy, half curly.
Yeah.
You know what that equals, Oni? That equals effort and taking pride in your appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't sleep on the messy bun either, bro. Sometimes that
messy bun,
that,
no,
that
messy bun's a no. We're not doing no messy
sometimes
bun.
Sometimes that's attractive, like at the house.
I've seen as many guys with messy buns in public as I have girls.
Definitely not her.
If
we're
you're
not
a dude and
that.
You got a bun on your head, you're not a dude.
I
I'm
see
just
far too many girls at school who wear the messy bun.
Why? In public?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't even think it's attractive in private. Like,
yeah.
There's sparkles everywhere.
I love to see people smile.
That's
that does
it.
Not make me
that's
smile.
It.
My thing is, dang, girl, you didn't do anything with your hair. That's great.
Y'all hating on my private.
Nobody's
like my
hating
private
on your private. Just the buns.
If your privates have a messy bun, that's a conversation I don't want to have. What's hotter for guys, gay man?
I'll tell you what's really hot for guys. A little bit of hair gel. It doesn't really matter what the hairstyle is. It's that little bit of effort. Whether you're a guy or a girl, I swear, just putting a little bit of effort into it. It doesn't gonna have to be anything crazy. Just a teensy little bit of hair gel just to make it some style. Just to say, hey, I took 5 minutes to care about my appearance.
I can agree with you. More effort needs to be put into hairstyles because even with myself, I recently had a very messy hairstyle, very lazy hairstyle, something you don't have to get up, fiddle with, nothing you have to do with it. A lot of guys also go for like a cookie cutter fade on any hairstyle. It's terrible. I swear every guy and their mother has a fade.
I feel attacked right now, Todd.
I'm sorry.
Oni's not attacked because he's bald. He has no hair. He shaves his head completely.
I take a lot of effort into shaving my head, bro. Y'all don't understand. And I turtle wax it, bro, with the hit it with a little turtle head and make it shine.
Turtle
so
power.
Checking my bald head, bro. There's a lot of prep in this bald head.
So we have Tarzan, Cindy Lou Who, and now Master Splinter all in one place, folks.
What'd you do to get that turtle wax, Oni?
Oni, what do you even got going on over another there? World, yeah, he's like you. On a different planet. He's on Nibiru right now.
There will be no conspiracy theory.
I think we can agree, short hair on a chick is not typically attractive. Todd, have you ever seen a girl with short hair that pulled it off?
No.
Not crazy short, but like shoulder length. Or a little well, past
that's short.
That.
That's shorter.
Shorter
but
hair.
I mean short, like closer to dude length. What we would consider like a dude haircut.
Karen cut or shorter?
Karen cut or shorter.
I've seen chicks at school pull off a little bit more length than that, but it's a dude haircut they're rocking.
When I see short hair on a chick, all I can think is modern day Miley Cyrus with her short hair. I don't find that attractive. I don't. I have seen some models and stuff with bald heads or really short hair, and they're still super attractive. I have seen it, but that's rare. Not everybody's a supermodel. I'm just saying. Not everybody's a supermodel. If you can get away with it, go for it. If you have a messy bun, you are not a supermodel. Sorry to break the news to you. All right, folks. Thanks for joining in with us on another segment of What's Hotter, What's Notter. Thanks for another fantastic episode. We love you guys. You're amazing. You are swans. What? We look forward to you every time you're here.
And I hope you guys look forward to the next episode of the free podcast.
Make sure you tune in the next episode, guys. We have some incredible stuff coming up. You don't want to miss it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.